Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Hey, good evening, people, and thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Home-Based Business 101 here on this Saturday night, September the 25th. We did the Jasari's Love Show yesterday, and we had 19,900, and I think it was like either 7 or 4 listeners, and it jumped to 19,978. I thought maybe, you know, it was going to take a whole nother week to crack the 20,000 mark, but we probably, after tonight's show, will crack 20,000 listeners. And again, I just want to say, hey, thank you to all of those that have been tuning in to Home-Based Business 101, making this the number one home-based business show here on the Internet. Hey, that's a lot of people checking out what we're doing, and I really thank you for your support. I mean, I'm really honored. We want to make sure we're going to set up some things on the webpage for next week where you can be able to click and get some free gifts, you know, for those that have been supporting and listening. Well, tonight's show is, you know, we're doing a rebroadcast. Original broadcast we did had a little bit of static in it, and we want to rebroadcast so we can make that a feature show to put on the homepage. And basically that rebroadcast centers around ZAMZOO University, which my wife, Cynthia Jahi, Jasari's Love, Mama Jahi, attended in St. Louis at the first ZAMZOO National Convention, and being able to share that information once again with the listening audience, because there's some things that have actually come on board that she talked about that would happen, you know, from that convention. Also, we want to share some nuggets about the tour that the company has right now. We had a chance to go to a dorm Monday and catch up with the founder, Coach J. Lloyd Tomer. I was able to get a picture done with him and just listen to the message. We had a great session today here in Rocky Mount, which we had people come out and participate in a free revolution and become free agents and get their free site. That's right. We're giving the sites away. We're giving away the business, you know, having people come on board. And, you know, I don't want to go into a lot about that right now, because the main thing I want to do is bring up the information that my wife gave out at the National Convention when she was there live, and the classes that she attended and all of that. And after we play that segment of the show for the night, and this is a listen-only show, so, I mean, if you call in, all you're going to be able to do is listen. I'm not going to be going to the phone lines, answering any questions or anything, because I just wanted to basically rebroadcast this so we could post it on our homepage and post it as a featured show, because this is major, what's happening as this market shift is unfolding here in America in terms of e-commerce, and ZAMZOO is the leader of the pack. Now, I know there's some of you out there that, you know, that got some other things you're interested in and doing, and that's great, you know, no problem. You know, I don't knock anything that anybody does, but there's only, as Art Williams used to say when I was in A.L. Williams, there's only one number one. You know, and, you know, hey, being number two ain't bad, you know, for those of you that are in something else. Being number three ain't bad, but there's only one number one. Understand that. There's the people that won the Super Bowl, and even the other team that got there that didn't win it, you know, it took a lot for them, you know, to be able to get there. Look at last year, the New Orleans Saints. Used to be called the New Orleans Aints. It wasn't the Super Bowl, you know, and people remember that, you know. And then some people saying, well, Peyton Manning ain't all that he should be. Hey, for Peyton to get his team in, they just didn't win that game, but they won enough to get there to compete at that level. Just think about the NFC Championship game. I know I might be digressing here a little bit before I bring up what I want to bring up, but I'm talking about what it takes to win. Technically, really, you know, hey, Brett Favre should have been in the Super Bowl last year. Now, I know some of you, you know, might feel a different way or whatever, you know, and hey, I sort of like the old guy. But his team turned the ball over 6 times. The last play when he threw the interception, Adrian Peterson was open. He didn't throw the ball to him. Why? The guy had already fumbled. He was like, I ain't taking a chance. The game's on the line. This guy had already coughed the ball up. I'm not going to risk throwing it to him. I'm going to try to squeeze it in somewhere else. And he threw an interception. But I say that to say this, is that when you compete in any area of life that you want to win, you know, you want to win. You don't want to lose. You don't want to come up short. And this company has moved in such a way that no one's coming up short. And, you know, that's where we're at. You know, we in dorm Monday night, standing room only. You know, they heading across the country, then went from there, they went to South Carolina, then Atlanta, you know, down in the Florida area this weekend, be up in my hometown, Baltimore, Maryland, Tuesday, and then Wednesday in College Park, Maryland, then headed to Newark, New Jersey, and Philadelphia, and New York, then going to hit the Midwest, and everywhere they're going is standing room only, because people out there, they're looking, they're searching. And so, again, this is a rebroadcast show. You know, I'm just giving you some highlights of some things that happened since convention, but this is a rebroadcast show. I want to get back into the nuts and bolts of what's going on. I'm going to bring up a pre-recorded interview I did with my wife when she attended ZAMZU University and some of the things she talked about. ZAMZU services is out there now. You can actually go on your website and take advantage of those things that she talked about and when you listen to what she's going to share. You know, this whole thing of making what we call director in 90 days is happening. My upline just made director. Some other people just made director. What that means for those that want to know what director, what's that in y'all company? Director, that's 200, that's basically... Let me break it down. Let me take my time, slow down, because I'm so excited. I had a great day today. That's a $10,000 bonus, free health insurance, whether you had a pre-existing condition, and free life insurance. And then you set up to move forward in the director program where you can ultimately get to the point to get $1 million bonus. Now, I'm not going to break all of that down in this show because I just wanted to just re-highlight the ZAMZU University, because we have our own university in ZAMZU that is designed to help you succeed and achieve in this business. So with no further ado, I'm going to bring up the pre-recorded interview that we did, you know, back in convention with my wife, Mama Jahi, as she breaks down the classes that she took during ZAMZU University. And, you know, it's kind of lengthy, and that's why this is a rebroadcast show, a listen-only show. And for those of you that pull this up, you know, you can save it, come back in the archives, listen to the parts you want to listen, fast-forward, go to what you want to get to. But it's designed to let you know about some of the things that took place and happened at this year's convention, and so that you can become, for those that's in the business, a better ZAMZUer. And for those of you that are not in our business yet, you know, you get a better understanding of our business. And basically, you can come in as a free agent, no cost, get a site that a lot of us pay $500 for. You can get it for free and don't have to pay no $49.95 a month. Just go use it. And I'm getting ahead of myself again here. So let me back down. I'll cover those things at the end of her ZAMZU University interview and testimonial. So without any further ado, I'm going to go back to something that we did during convention when I had a chance to interview my wife and have her share and break down ZAMZU University. So, hey, sit back, get you some popcorn or something, relax, get your notepad out, take some notes, and understand this was shared in August at the convention, and these things have been fulfilled since then. So, hey, God bless you. Come back to you a little later on in this broadcast and bring you up to speed on some things, and then close out with a special message from Coach J. Lloyd Tomer. Peace.
All right, as we get ready to get our update on ZAMZOO University from Mama Jahi and the classes that she attended, which were five different classes that she had a chance to attend. One was How to Become a Director in 90 Days by Dave and Marlies Funk. Another class was Jumpstart Your Cruise Business with Ann Cedric of Carnival Cruise Lines. The other was ZAMZOO Insurance and Educational. ZAMZOO Insurance and Educational Financial Services, The Next Generation. The other was Empowering You to Prosper by James and Marcia Pruitt. And the last class that she attended today was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Formulas for Success by Nick Pagano, Dr. Blue Man. And what we're going to do is Mama Jahi is going to take and break down each class. We're going to do a 10-minute segment on notes that she took and information. And, you know, we're broadcasting this for all of those who didn't make it to convention but, you know, wanted to be there. You know, we know you was there in spirit. And we understand, you know, things, you know, come up. And everyone that wanted to be there wasn't able to be there. But those that were there, you know, hey, they're getting the information for you and for themselves to be able to share with you. So at this time, I'm going to bring up Mama Jahi and let her share with us her first class that she took at ZAMZOO University, Becoming a Director in 90 Days by Dave and Marlies Funk. Take it away, Mama Jahi.
Well, I am just so excited to be sharing this information with you. This class that I was in had a good 300 people in this class, and it was just exciting with Dave and Marlies Funk. Marlies started off just talking about the different phases and just thinking about, you know, understanding where you're at when you're in this particular business and comparing it to your job and just getting your mindset right, your mind understanding that when on a job, you know that you're going to get paid. You know, you sign a contract and you're going to get paid at the end of that week or 2 weeks or on a monthly basis, whatever that contract states. In this particular case, when you're in business for yourself, you're going to put in hours and time. And that's what people don't understand. They don't know exactly when they're going to get paid, but they have to keep on putting in the time, putting in the time talking to people, keep putting things in what we call the network marketing, putting things in the pipeline, and that's what you're going to have to do. Yes, you will put in a lot of hours. That is the process. You'll put in a lot of time before you make the money. And for people to understand that, that's for most of the people. For the majority of the people, that's how it's going to work. You do have some people who, for whatever reason, are able to come in and put in some time and fly with it. They just happen to talk to the right people at the right time, and things just fly for them. But that's not the norm. The norm is that it's going to take time. The other thing is that Marlies said is that when it does start happening for you, don't start relaxing and thinking, wow, you know, now I've got an extra $500 a month and I am now able to pay my utility bills without any problems. So let me just slow down, and I'm okay now. He said, don't do that. Don't get satisfied because you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to stop growing, and even that might drop. So you really have to have some goals that's going to put you to the next level and just keep on pushing with that. Keep setting, have that why. You have to have a big enough why. W-H-Y. What is your reason? What is your purpose? What is your why? Don't slow down. Do not slow down even when you start making money because it's important to make more than you need. You don't want to just be comfortable. Remember, you could work a job and just be comfortable. This is a life-changing, a blessing experience. Network marketing is designed to be life-changing. So keep your why big. Make sure it's way, way, way bigger than what you started off with it being. Keep it as big as you need to. And you can change your why and make it even bigger. For those people who've ever looked at The Secret, she said, look at it again and again and again and again and again. Looking for the no's. You come out of your house and you're talking to people, you're on the phone, and you just want them to say yes. We all want everybody to say yes. But the bottom line is you're going to get more no's than you'll get yeses. You got to go through the N-O apostrophe S before you get to the yeses. So the mindset, and there are books out on this, and she did give me a booklet. Rejection. No one likes rejection, but you have to prepare yourself that there are going to be people who are going to say no. And just be prepared for that. Just do it, and just keep doing it. She also suggested that we look at the or listen to the audio of Art Williams when he says, just do it. Just do it. Just continue to do the things that you need to do, the things that you're being trained to do. Keep doing those things. Be coachable. Rewrite your why. And rewrite it on a really big piece of paper and keep tweaking it and keep looking at it. You may want to put it different places around your house, but rewrite your why, which brings us, of course, to vision boards and things like that. You have to have a vision. You have to have your vision board. Do not try to rejuvenate the dead. Give a person three times. That doesn't mean just give up on them. But, you know, get back to them a little later. So you've talked to them. You gave them the whole presentation. You've talked to them. And they're still saying no. Don't kind of get settled on them like they're the only people in the world. Begin to talk to other people. Make a notation. Give yourself a date to get back to them maybe once a month. But do not try to rejuvenate the dead. Just tell them this here. After the third time, make the following statement. Tell them. You may want to write this down. I'm here to help you, but call me when you're ready. I'm here to help you, but call me when you're ready. Very simple. Very nice. Very polite. Leaves the door open for them to call you when they're ready. So there are a lot of different things that we have to keep in mind. It's really all about your thoughts, your thought processes. All possessions are the result of things accumulated in our mind. It's how we think, how we deal with things in our mind, our old beliefs. We have to really, really, really control your thoughts, and your thoughts will control your life and your future. Monitor your thoughts. Talk about the law of attraction. But a lot of things concerning this type of business is that you have to monitor your thoughts. You have to be responsible for your thoughts. I mean, you need to do that anywhere in life. But if you want to make sure that you're feeding yourself positive thoughts, which means you have to pay attention to your thoughts, because you may be feeding yourself negative thoughts and you don't. It's just that you haven't been paying attention to what you're thinking and you never realize it. We have the law of attraction. You know, if you go around thinking that you can, then you can. If you go around thinking that you can't, then you can't. If you believe you can, you will. If you don't believe you will, then you won't. It's all about what you truly believe. If you keep thinking about debts and bills, you'll have more debt and more bills. Is this helping you bring more debt and more bills? Only focus on the solution. If you think about a debt and a bill, if you're thinking about what am I going to do to pay off that bill, what type of activity do I need to produce in my network marketing business to be able to pay off that bill. Focus on the positive. That fosters positive change and keep going. Don't quit. Again, the vision board. You must create it and then recreate it. Once you have your first dream house or your first new home or your first car that you've gotten from your network marketing business, if it's network marketing or whatever business you happen to have, you need to start thinking about what is my next goal. It's going to keep me grounded. It's very important. Maybe you want a house that's designed differently. Maybe you have older relatives. You plan on moving someone in, so therefore you want to design a space so that they can come too. Maybe you're going to build something in your community like a church or help add a wing to a hospital. But all of these things, it's how you think that's going to get you to the directorship. It's thinking positive. Keep on pushing. Don't give up. Dreaming big dreams. Remember that a paycheck from an employer means this is what I think of that you are worth. That's what an employer has. This is what we've decided you're worth. That's what that is. You have to constantly dream big. As Dave came on board, he talked more about the rep position, the broker program. Sponsors 3 people. So the language is changing in ZAMZU. We're going to be brokers and agents. People will be licensed people. They will be licensed to go out and sell more licenses. They are purchasing a license to become a broker. That's what's going on.
Okay, if you say purchase a license to become a broker, as we got about 4 more minutes to cover this particular class, could you, for the listening audience, could you, you know, be a little bit more specific for those out there listening, trying to understand what they mean when they say someone's going to come on and be a broker?
Okay, a broker. A broker is a person who is actually purchased the license, the website. It's been under $49.95, I believe it is. And they have the website, which gives them the license. The website is a license to be able to sell more licenses, more websites. That's what they're able to do. And by them being able to do that, they're going to be earning commissions off of every time they sell one. And every time there's business done on any of those people's sites off of their malls. So the language, they're going to give us more information on that, but the language has been changed so that people can really do a lot more with their business. They'll have an ID recovery package system. There's going to be auto ship program on different products. There'll be a premier product side. People who receive a free site will be called agents. So brokers can give agents free sites. But brokers, the term broker means a person who has purchased the website. That's what a broker is.
Okay. As we know, as they were talking about, the person that spends their $50, they become a broker.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that you said they give a site to is?
An agent. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And so as we get down to wrapping information up from Missouri, because we got 4 other classes you're going to cover. When they said become a director in 90 days, what was some of the other tips that they shared in your class session that you feel would, you know, help people with understanding how to take that task on in 90 days from now and be able to actually be a director?
Well, one of the things is knowing that since you're no longer selling something that would cost $249.99, you're selling a license, you're making sure people purchase a license for $50. So that alone should help make it a lot easier for people. But the value, what they're getting, is unbelievable in what they'll be able to do with that license and the different things, the different products and things that they'll be able to distribute with that license. The thing that he did emphasize, too, was we do not have to sell any products, but with a team of over 250 people, there will be people on your team that's what people love to do. Some people love the nutritional products. Some people love to sell jewelry. So they can just market those particular things. But some of the things that they will be marketing eventually will go on auto ship. So once they've made that initial contact with that customer, there are people out here in the nation who they really utilize and they need these essential products that are nutritional products. And the pricing on them is fantastic, and these products become just a way of life for those particular people, something that they're already doing anyway. So that is just going to be almost as soon as people see these particular products because it's something they're already buying, then that's what they'll continue to do. And things are broken down a lot of different ways. Some of it's a little bit technical for right now, just coming out of that class. But the main thing is that the broker just has a lot of opportunity in being able to give away sites. So if you're giving away sites and those people are using those sites, You're going to get that 30% match on everything that they get, 30% the commission, and you know how to break that part down, explaining that. We'll go into more detail with that maybe probably later as they explain it tomorrow in the general session. But that is the main thing with that, that you're giving them away or you're selling them to people who want to be agents, who also want to be able to, I'm sorry, you're giving them to people who want to be agents, who just want to utilize it, and you can sell them to people who want to be licensed brokers also.
Okay, okay.
And that's your $250 bonus still will exist, according to what we heard today. $5K bonus still exists, $10K still exists, $25K.
Okay.
So it's a lot that and then we have the Wheel of Fortune. It's just so many exciting things that we're able to do. It's just extremely exciting to just know this. The one thing that we understood today was that it's good. The information is very important, but don't get hung up on the information. It's like anything, anybody out here who's doing network marketing, just get out and do what you know you have to do with what you have been given. You have to just keep going forward and keep doing. Keep talking to people. That's the main thing, you know, because as these businesses change and they grow and they develop and they improve, you just still have to keep getting out there and staying focused on that. But just to be prepared, you may get to a point wherein as money come in, you may not even think that you're worthy of the money. That's just how much money can be made in network marketing. It may get to the point where you're thinking to yourself, do I even deserve this? And another thing that was said, Rick Ricketts was the one who actually said it, but Dave Funk mentioned it. You know how you play the toy jack-in-the-box, that particular toy? You have to crank it up, right?
Right.
And what happens if you don't crank it up? If you don't crank it up, what happens?
The jack won't pop out the box.
You don't get jack.
Okay.
If you don't crank it up, you don't get jack. So it's very exciting. I'm a little tired right now, and as I go through this, it's like you know, pretty late with taping this. But the main thing is that there are a lot of changes. It's going to take a few days to absorb all these changes, but they're all going to be great. They're really going to be great. And just thinking about in your business, if you're signing up one person a month or one person a week, just one person. I think sometimes people think about too many people at one time. One person, each one of them bring one. So in the course of a month, if you've signed up four people and each one of them have bringing in a person, that's going to really make your teams really grow. And that's how we have to think. Sometimes we think, oh, let me get out here and get 12. You don't have to worry about getting 12 all at one time. It's great if it happens. But getting them one at a time, each one getting one, is what's going to grow the things that you're trying to do.
Okay, okay. So as we get ready to move to the next segment, I'm going to take a station ID break, and you can gather your notes together for the next segment you're going to share, which is called Jumpstart Your Cruise Business with Ann Cedric. And go ahead and get your notes together. And
okay.
Hey, people, you're listening to Homebase Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio, and Homebase Business 101 is part of the Movements Unlimited Outreach, and we do this to promote our ZamZoo business, which is part of our for-profit business to help raise money with our nonprofit to deal with helping us do the work that we do around delinquency prevention, gang prevention, and promoting positive, healthy attitudes and work amongst young people. Hey, you're listening to a special segment of Homebase Business 101 today, and Mama Jahi's at the ZamZoo National Convention, and she just shared with us some notes that she took from a class called How to Become a Director in 90 Days with Dave and Marlies Funk, and sort of gave us a bird's eye view and recaptured some of the things that they shared, and naturally, you know, we could not get the whole 2-hour class in on that segment, but I hope the information she shared with you, you know, for those that are not at convention and, you know, are looking forward to this information, I hope that that information did help you some. Okay, we're going to take and one little over on that segment. We're going to take and
try to take this next segment and make sure we can do it within the 10 minutes with just some highlights. And the next segment that she wants to share with you is a class she took called Jumpstart Your Cruise Business with Ann Sedgwick of Carnival Cruise. And some of you out there who asked me to make sure I got this information to you, especially the anniversary couple, Gail and her husband, who just came back from off of Carnival Cruise, and you know, helped promote them also on her Facebook page and all of that, is, you know, people are taking advantage of the Carnival Cruise and, you know, making it work for them. And so let's see what Mama Jahi has to say about Jumpstart Your Cruise Business in terms of classes she took. Go ahead, take it away.
Well, number one, it was an absolute pleasure meeting Ann and her staff, and the love and camaraderie and the resources and the professionalism, the integrity and the knowledge that she has in travel. As a matter of fact, she's just today was the last day she's going to get a promotion within Carnival Cruise, and she was, of course, in tears. But she stood there in front of us. She didn't do a PowerPoint. She just talked from the heart about how we can be successful in this business. She says one of the things that we have in YTB is passion and enthusiasm about growing our business. And that's what you have to have. Whatever you're doing, you have to have passion, and you have to have enthusiasm, and you have to get the knowledge of what your business is. So that is something that she's seen in the reps, and she just wanted to commend everybody on having that passion and enthusiasm. Taught us about asking for referrals. You've had somebody, they've gone on a wonderful cruise, they've had just a wonderful time, not so much as so busy trying to recruit them in the business, but just asking for referrals. I mean, they've had a good time, so they're more than glad to suggest other people who may want to go on a wonderful cruise like the one you sent them on. You know, you're asking happy, satisfied clients for a referral. These people are just ecstatic about the trip that they just took. On the same token of asking people for things, when you do your trips, it's helping clients with their bookings. Go the special extra little mile. And in order to do that, you may find yourself specializing in different areas. Look at what part of the world that you just want to, you know, you like the Jamaican Caribbean area. Or maybe you like the area in the Mexico area. Or maybe you like up in Alaska, you like those trips, or a European trip, or maybe you like over in China or one of the African trips. You just pick a niche for yourself, something that you just find you enjoy, and get to know any and everything there is to know about it. You know, you need to know what particular hotels you want to work with. You know, the cruise line is Carnival, of course, but there are different things you just want to focus on, the different territories and things like that. Specializing is so important. Just get a region and just make sure that you try to concentrate on knowing as much as you can about it. You tell somebody, I'm in the travel business, and then they automatically get questions for you, so you have to be able to answer those questions. And she gave out a site to go on to get the information for that. And I won't give it out at the moment. I'll do that in a few minutes. But there's something that you can register for. I think the people that's in the business kind of know where to go for that to get all the facts and the things that you need. They have a special registration site to go on for that. Use what they use what's being offered on those different all the information that's being offered. That's the main thing. Creating a cruise. My neighbor wants to go on a cruise, okay. So you need to find out. Your neighbor says, hey, I want to go on a cruise. You want to find out there's certain questions. Well, where do you want to go? When do you want to go? Well, where do you want to go? Oh, I don't know. Again, you can give some suggestions. Kind of narrow it down. They don't know, but you need to know where they want to go in order for you to create the package for them. When do you want to go? Oh, I want to go anywhere between the next 6 months. Well, that's too vague. You've got to, again, narrow it down. Do you want to go between September and December? Do you want to go in where in September, December? Do you want to go in November? Have you ever been on a cruise before? You may have some people who've never been on a cruise. They don't have an idea what that kind of experience is. So it's really important, and it's really important to have already gone on one yourself. It's very important. Who is traveling with you? Will you have children? How many? What are their ages? Will you have a multi-generational group going? You may have children. You may have a bunch of teenagers. You may have some young adults. And you may have the baby boomers, and you may have some people in their 70s and 80s. Do you have something happening to have activities for all these different people? So all those different things. For example, if you have children, you want to make sure they experience Camp Carnival. What price range do these people plan on spending? How much money are they willing to spend for this trip? The length of time. Oh, they could say, oh, they're going on vacation. It's my mother-in-law, and they want to go away for a while, a short trip. Well, a short trip for somebody who's retired still might mean 10 days. It might be a short trip for them. But for someone who's got to be back to work in so many days, a short trip really is 3 days or 4 days. Are those days on a weekend or a weekday? Is it Monday through Friday? You have to get specific. 7 days or 10 days. Who is the decision maker? Is it the wife or the husband? There's a certain way to answer that question. Make sure you're talking to the decision maker. So ask. Are you asking about this trip or planning this trip for someone else? Are there any other people involved in this trip? Are you gathering information for an organization? It's a very tactful way of asking. Some people don't like the fact that you ask, you know, are you the one who's your husband? Some people, they just want like for you to ask a question like that. Then you could say to them, how about the three of us getting together for coffee? If they say, oh, it's my husband, I got to get this information back to him. You simply say, well, you know, how about the three of us getting together for coffee? So it allows you to really get a lot of information and to begin to have something to work on. And that's very, very important. Keep good records. You may have some clients that you had last year and you haven't heard from them for a while, but they may end up being annual clients. They may be the people who like the winter cruise. They may be the people who like the Egyptian cruise. Or maybe the people who like the Hawaiian cruise and look forward to going there every year. So you begin to be able to really look for more deals for your past clients. Get yourself a database. Have and save your database. So this is a decision that you want to really take your business serious and get it organized and structured. I was in a room full of really happy people. The people in the room that I was in for this, they have already, I would say a large majority of them have been doing some type of cruises. They have already gotten people out on cruises, and they have their licenses, and they pretty much know what they're doing. Stay up to date. They have some brochures out. Use the e-brochures. Buddy up. Find somebody you can buddy up with to do some different things. So there's a lot of different things to do, but the main thing is to really get to know the travel business. And the best way to do that is to take the classes that we offer. So it's really, it's just a lot. Let them know that you appreciate them. You appreciated their business. And that's why you have to put a little extra time in with the people. So it's fun, though. It's really exciting hearing how many people are actually out there. If you could imagine a room full of people, again, a couple of hundred people in the room, most of them already booking travel. I mean, it just says a lot about the fact of the matter is that people are obviously traveling because all these people got people going on cruises and bus trips and train trips. I mean, people are traveling. So if anybody tells you that they're not, they're reading the wrong statistical data. You talked about getting – go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Talked about getting involved in your community and just different type of other programs that they have. You know, you can give people, I'm not quite sure everybody knows, incentives. Utilize the different incentives that exist. If you have questions, you can ask us more about that. But there are incentives that are already put in to help with the travel program. Incentives to get organizations and businesses to want to utilize your program. Those, some of those are some of the things that, she talked about, preferred awards programs. These are things that all the travel, they have them, but ours is very unique and is very exciting. Making sure your group is really a group. It should already be an organized group. It's either a church group, a family group, a group of friends, a team. Maybe it's a baseball team, but it's a serious group. A group of people already have in mind they're going to spend X amount of money. And then getting people to get that deposit on time, get the deposits in on time. And they want the deposit to be a worthwhile deposit. It has to be a substantial deposit as opposed to a little deposit. That makes it a lot easier for people to go ahead and know they're getting a big chunk of whatever they have to do out of the way. And then working on that. And there are all kinds of deadlines. But she wants us to give people a bigger deposit, a deposit due, and really stick with that. So it's just really important to do that, making sure you collect all the deposits, collect the money on time and things of that nature. Get a full deposit in fast. Prepaid gratuities, make sure that's taken care of. Get those gratuities already in there. Have that already taken care of so people don't have to be constantly going back in their pocket for anything else. They know they got the deposit, everything's included, and then they have their monthly, whatever couple of months that they're paying on and have the people do that. Everything's taken care of. And like I said, there's some other different special codes and things like that that people do, but it's just a lot of information that makes you really appreciate what you're doing, and the customers are going to appreciate the trip that you put together by utilizing the things that are on that particular website for travel. And they have early save affairs and amenity points and things of that nature, customizing a trip, making sure they have the appropriate travels insurance. If they're going on Carnival, the Carnival has its own insurance, which makes it easier if something happens to a person. They're already on the ship, so they already, you know, they don't have to go and get an outside person to see what really happened. So you have all those different things. That's really good, and like I said, it's really exciting. It's a good business. It's a fun business. You're making people happy, and at the same time, you're receiving, you know, good compensation for doing it.
Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing that segment about jumpstarting your cruise business with Ann Cedric. And again, as you get your notes together for the next segment that we're going to talk about, which is ZAMZOO Insurance 2.0 and Educational Financial Services, the Next Generation. Let me take the station ID break. You're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here. Home-Based Business 101, again, is part of the Movements Unlimited Outreach Radio program to connect people with our nonprofit, which is Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company Incorporated. And if you go to www.movementsunlimited.com, let me spell that out for you. MOVEMENTSUNLIMITED.com. You can find out all the information you need to know about Movements Unlimited. And Movements Unlimited uses the ZAMZOO business opportunity as a for-profit business to help raise money for our nonprofit to do the community work that we do. Currently here in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, we are working on a program dealing with delinquency prevention and gang prevention. Okay, today we're listening to Mama Jahi, who's at the ZAMZOO National Convention, and she's breaking down for us some of the classes that she's taken at ZAMZOO University, which is designed to help those in the business to prosper and understand their business and be able to take full advantage of it. Okay, the next segment, she's going to share with us a class that she also took called ZAMZOO Insurance 2.0 and Educational Financial Services, the Next Generation. Okay, go ahead and break it down.
Again, an excellent class, a lot of new products coming out. The interesting thing about this was there were several people there who already earned $5,000 from just getting those auto quotes done. So that's just really exciting. what's great about ZAMZOO, the ZAMZOO services. And they have an image called Zoe, Z-O-E, as a virtual communicator, and I think it's going to be fun for young people. I mean, you can put your 9-year-old on this particular thing and have them show this to people, because they're going to have fun, you know, taking their aunts and uncles on this website and showing them Zoe. So it's really good. It covers financial services, educational components, security, and insurance. And it's just really, really good. It's bigger than just the insurance, but on the insurance alone, they're encouraging us to make sure that people really do check out their prices, see if they can save some money in auto and home. And for people who are in the market for insurance, those will be the people who are in the market for health insurance and life insurance to take a look at getting the quotes from us and go ahead and purchasing their product once you can see that you can get a good price for that product. I was really intrigued with the educational site as well as the child safety. And let me see if I can kind of go. The educational site allows young people between the ages, I believe, as young as 15 or 16, to start getting college credit courses online. And this is fantastic. They get these college credit courses, which allows them to knock out part of the AA degree and have them ready to go on to university level. It's already recognized at over 3,000 universities across the country, so that's fantastic right there. The thing that's so good about it is that the cost is just unbelievable. I mean, it's just, the cost is extremely reasonable. So that the whole idea is that when you come out of this program, you're not looking at owing thousands of dollars and then turning around trying to go to a university and owe more thousands of dollars. The whole idea is to keep that cost reasonable to get you into university and get you through your program. At the same time, making sure you're retaining information. They have tests and things that are built in. It's a special program, and it has special accreditations and things like that. They're nationally accredited to do this. So this is a real thing. This is not just something, you know, put together, but it's really accreditation that goes with this particular program. And I just really think that that's a fantastic way for people to go ahead and pick up on their education and get it taken care of. On the child safety part, there was a guy named Dustin Lopez. He explained that. And that is just a serious piece, too. They have child safety products that make sure you protect your child against cyberspace bullying, sexting, and the type of thing that are predators, people who will be predators with your child, just making them a lot safer by making sure you, the parent, has the proper information to monitor your child's activity on any of these technical devices, be it Facebook or if they're texting or whatever, even breaking down the codes to the different language that the children are using now, their little text messaging shortcuts and stuff, so that we can decipher what they're talking about, who they're talking to. They're going to have a Rush card, a prepaid debit card. They're going to have a thing called Share Builder and Everbank, online banking, just taking online banking to a whole different level, and it will be interfaced with a lot of different things. You can be able to deposit a check from your own home. So these things to me are very, very exciting. They're definitely 21st century going into the 22nd century type of thinking, but allows us to just bring a lot of safety things, you know, into the household. They're very family-friendly. And they're looking out for the whole family and all aspects of family life. So I thought that was really good that ZAMZOO is going in that direction to really. One of the schools is called California Institute of Art and Technology, and the other one is called EduNation. And just bringing on things, it just opens up the door for so many more possibilities for the consumer, the client, as well as the rep. Representative, because in some cases you may find yourself on a market where you're really being able to service people in school settings and PTAs with these child safety products and with the churches and, you know, resources like that. Those people are looking for any way possible that they can safeguard the children and help parents safeguard the children. So I just thought that class was just awesome. I really did. I thought the whole presentation was awesome. I wish you all could have been there. And I know probably on ZAM News they'll be highlighting some of these things. And I can't wait for you to see it because it's a mind blower. It really is. It's probably things you've already thought about. I wish I had a product that could help me monitor my child and make sure they're safe while they're on Facebook or the Internet or whatever they're on or texting someone. Wow, you know, you're probably saying, when I'm going to school online, I could take tests and things that could really help me to monitor what I'm learning and make sure that I'm really retaining it and that it's going to be accepted by major universities. And we have that. And we have it at a fraction of the cost of what other people have been doing for years. And, again, being able to deposit a check from your home on your account, that means that's just a phenomenal thing that we're going to be doing. And I'm really excited that these companies have come to ZAMZOO with their ideas and their products and that the things they want to do are to really help people. I found it to be just a wonderful class. It's just a wonderful family-orientated session. And yet at the same time, you know, it's state-of-the-art. It's definitely state-of-the-art.
Okay. All right. Hey, that sounds really, really exciting and intriguing. And, again, hopefully they will feature that on ZAM News. And we're winding down here. We got two more classes for you to share information from. And, again, we thank you for taking the time to help us putting this segment together for our listening audience. As we move through this, and I know it's been a long day for you. And next you had Empowering You to Prosper with the dynamic James and Marcia Pruitt. So tell me about that one.
Well, and Rolling with Taurus was a part of that too.
Oh, Rolling was a part too.
Oh, it was hilarious.
And for people out there, y'all know Rolling. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice.
And be glad in it. Yes,
that's
indeed.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So go ahead. Tell us what Roland James and Marcia did.
Well, it was them along with their team. And because I met some people for the first time, I can't really name. I think a young lady named Cameron Moore. I think familiar with her name. They put together these skits. The teams did it on their own, the team members. And they had a judge. I think it was Roland Torres who played the judge. Judge Sweet and Sour. And it was just awesome. And just showing, just bringing people before the judge, people who, you know, were there to defend themselves and explain why they felt that they had been treated unjust by being brought in or sponsored by someone into ZAMZOO /YTB. And, you know, just showing people just what it is that the person was doing that they could have done a better job at. And so there were people who, of course, were the defendants, and they just felt like they had a major, major cases, you know. And there were people there who wanted $70 million, and this is all acting, of course, claiming that, you know, they were told that they were going to make a lot of money, and all they had to do was just follow directions, and they thought that they had followed directions. But as the plaintiff gave their information, it was able to show people that you may think that you are in a business, but just to say that you've joined it and paid some money, you have to do something. And what you have to do is get plugged in. You have to get plugged in. You can't expect that it's just going to happen like someone, you know, waved a magic wand. It doesn't happen like that.
So when they say get plugged in, can for the listening audience, can you give some examples of how they shared what they meant by getting plugged in?
Yeah, it was really nice. The plaintiffs were able to prove that none of the people who were defendants ever came to any classes, never got in on any teleconferences or training sessions, never came to any of the grand openings, never planned any grand openings, never helped with a list of anyone for them to be able to talk to, never joined them any opportunities that would have allowed them to meet new people, to therefore, if they needed to develop a clientele. that, as a matter of fact, the people kind of paid their money, and in some cases they never answered their phone again, or they kept saying they were going to do something, and then when the time came to do it, they were busy looking at TV, or in some cases they just had so many distractions. There were people who did not believe that they were going to be able to make the money. They thought that they were doing the right thing because they had good education. Some of them were college graduates or lawyers or doctors, and they thought that because they were professionals in those areas that they were a professional at doing this business, and it never occurred to them they'd never even done this business before, that it's a whole different arena, and there was a whole different arena of skills that they need to acquire. And one of them is to be a team member, to be coachable, and to follow the directions that their sponsor was giving them. And that was to keep in touch, you know, every day or two, and to give them a list, come to class, get on team calls, and to be totally participating in what they needed to do to be successful. And so they just used a theatrical approach, which is really good. Some people have pretty good acting skills, as a matter of fact, to kind of show that in a fun way that people don't have the right kind of expectations, that they're not really thinking through as to what they expect. They just feel as though I paid my money and they want, you know, magic to happen.
Well, so people, they were saying, it was breaking down the, you know, for those people to come in with the lotto mentality, I bought a lottery ticket and I'm waiting for y'all to call my number and I'm going to get paid. Irregardless, that I didn't do nothing.
Exactly. And then some people, what they think, nobody wants to join my business. They think that it's just them. And then they have to realize that, again, they have to be coachable. And that just because they ask 3 people or 10 people or 15 or 20 people, and those people to happen to say no at that particular time, that no one wants to join when 20 people are just, it's just a smidget. It's just a teeny weeny amount of people. When we think about all the people in the universe that you have to talk to, so you really have to talk to more people. And then people don't give themselves credit to understand that if you're brand new at anything, you may not have said something the way that the person could understand it the first time. Or the people maybe have something else on their mind. The client could have had something else on their mind, so therefore they didn't hear you the first time. Maybe they had a headache that day the first time you talked to them. Maybe they said no to get you away from them. Well, maybe a week or two later they could say, well, let me hear what it is you had to say if you give it time. Or maybe a week or two later, like in our case, the person decides to sign up and come on board and buy the product and to do the business. But it's having patience and follow-up and paying attention to what the other people that are successful on your team and around you are doing. You know, don't listen to people who aren't doing anything with their lives. You gotta realign yourself with people who want to get ahead and who want something out of life and who want to make a business work. And you may be spending a lot of time with people who are not business orientated. For them, their main focus in life is to enjoy something on television. And there's nothing wrong with that if that's what they want. But if you signed up for a business, you've got to know that you got to open up the door to your business and make some phone calls and do some business type things to be running a business.
Good.
So it was a wake up for people, but it was done in a fun and loving way, and like I said, it was very creative. And then someone had another one. It's called "Let Me See Your Check." And the thing of it is, when we are new, we can only tell you what other people about other people's checks, because a person can't expect someone who maybe got in business for 3 months to necessarily have a check or big checks, understanding how the definition of a business as opposed to the definition of a job. And a job is you're going to receive a certain amount of wages for a certain amount of guaranteed period of time. But there are so many controlling factors in working a job. So, you know, and people are going to be faced with that. And your wealth is the state of your consciousness, the state of mind. You're empowered, being empowered spiritually. There was a list of books, you know, for that, you know, The Harvest of Plenty. A list of ideas. Abundance is your birthright. I guess you call it the affirmations.
Okay.
Things like that.
All right. Hey, we're winding down. We got about less than about 7 minutes left. And your last segment you went to was Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Formula for Success with Nick Pagano. Or for some people that know him in the business, we call him Dr. Blue Man. And the reason he's called Dr. Blue Man, for the last, I believe it's last 2 years or at least the last year and a half, he's bonused every week. What did you get out of his segment as we wrap up your sharing with people what you got out of ZAMZO University today from the last session, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Nick Pagano, Formulas for Success?
Who wants to be a millionaire? I do. Well, something that you all have heard me saying in a couple of my earlier shows, and that is pencil and pen. Write things down. Nick says a short pencil is better than a long memory. Take notes. I'm trying to memorize everything. You can always go back to your notes, and then you can always ask someone about the note that you wrote down to get clarification. Just one of the things Nick says is, you know, I'm going to walk around inside your head. You have to get inside your head. You got to understand. You have to pay attention to how you think and how other people think. So how you think and how the client thinks and how your prospect thinks. And that's what's important, getting the trash out of your own brain. We have a lot of trash in our brains, stuff that we believe that is erroneous. They're myths. We look at a group of people and we're like, oh, they probably don't want to do this without asking them. We have to ask each one of them individually because the individuals with individual things going on in their lives. We have to tell each one of them something about our business, just a little bit, just to get them in interested. So he changed the definition of a couple of things, and I'll get to that in a minute. Having a personal breakthrough, breaking through the way you used to think about things, shortening your learning curve. We had a thing that people always say, I always wonder how the other half lives. I sure like to know how the other half lives. Well, change your definition, too. You like to know how the other half live, but the other half is only 2% of the other half because it's not all of the other half. It's not 50%. It's only 2% of the other half. That's what it is. Half of people make 200K, and that's not necessarily, you know, that's not a lot of money. There's a lot of people that could be making 200,000. But that does not make them millionaires. That does not make them totally financially independent. The real money is in the 2% of half of the people. Well, one of the things that people always do, well, he did a thing on, you know, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So the thing was, you know, what kind of lifelines do you have? And one lifeline is 50-50. That's how he got the 50-50. Next one is, I want to poll the audience. Well, that's what people do. They go around asking other people, opinions about your life. You go and you ask your neighbor. Well, you know, you use your neighbor as an example, but is your house similar to your neighbor's? I mean, if you all are very similar, then you have the same kind of thinking probably and same type of limitations. So you're not allowing yourself to grow. Some people say poll a friend or phone a friend. So at that point, he gave out his number, which was real comical. He gave out his number. You know, if you're going to phone somebody that's making some money. Phone somebody that is living a little bit more differently, has a focused life and wants something out of life, is interested in being financially independent, if that's something you're looking for to be. If you want to be a millionaire, you better go find yourself a millionaire. So I'm talking to some millionaires. Got some millionaire books out there. We already talked about Robert Kiyosaki. That's a millionaire. Read his book. You have to have two necessary skills, economic, financial skills. He calls it psychonomics. I thought that was interesting. So that's important, people skills. You got to like people. You do have to like people. You cannot say, I don't like people. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want to be around them. I don't feel like going. I don't want to call anybody up. then you need to just work a job. You're not going to business for yourself, and you absolutely don't like people. You don't like dealing with people. So we had this piece called Psychonomics. And just a lot of different, things. We are on track if we can. Just looking through some of my notes. It'll take a little while. I have more, need a little bit more time to go through some of them. But the main thing is that I do have the notes, and I will have time to go through them. This is a time of a lot of baby boomers, and this is just a lot of opportunity that's out here. The problem is right now these people are not able to fund their own retirement, so they need something. That's a fact. That's a problem, but you got to have a solution. You got to have a solution. You're not going to be able to use traditional methods to solve that problem. People are living longer. How many of you want to be living with your kids? It's okay, you know, I mean, you have to have a JLB. But when you turn 65, do you really want to be the greeter at Walmart? Do you want it to be you? I mean, somebody has to be the greeter. I think that for most of us, we thought the greeter would be somebody that's 18 years old, 19 years old, maybe in college working part-time. But you don't want it to be how you ended up retiring, being the greeter at Walmart. Is what I'm doing now working financially? How many people are running out of dollars before the end of the month? So just get into your brain and really, you know, getting into your brain and getting into the brain of the prospect. You told the story of Ron Wayne. I don't know if anybody heard this story, Ron Wayne. Story about becoming a millionaire. The guy, he was a partner in a business with a couple of other guys, and he, after a couple of years, he was just tired. He was just worn out. And he went to his business partners, and he says, look, can you buy me out, please? Just buy me out. I just don't feel like doing this anymore. It's not working. It's going to go under. I just don't want to be a part of this here. I just got to go on with my life. And so he paid $800. They paid him $800 to buy him out. He said, I'll take $800. Well, guess what? The company that he walked away from is Apple and is now worth $22 billion. So it's all about our mindset. We have to begin to get patient. We have to groom ourselves for patience and things like that. But the point of the story is that the story is important because later on people could kind of relate and maybe remember stories. So that's the important thing with that. As you can tell, I'm winding down just a little bit. The energy is leaving. He talked about the Penguin Club and different other things. And pretty much you can be successful with anything. I mean, Disney was successful at selling penguins, this thing called the Penguin Club. And children all over the country have these penguins, and they play with each other on cyberspace or something. You can be successful if you have beliefs. That's the thing about it. You have to have a belief system. What is different between me and the successful people in ZAMZOO? It's how they deal with their conscious and subconscious mind. It's how you deal with what you're thinking about and what you don't think that you're thinking about. Paying attention to what you're thinking about all the time. Taking note of how you think about things. Do you think of them in a positive manner or do you think of them in a negative manner? Having some filters in your mind to kind of make sure you stay on a positive track. So the main thing that I got out of his class is your mind and how you put positive things totally in your mind. That's the main thing I can say at this point. Like I said, I'm a little tired, a little winding down.
Hey, we appreciate you taking time, and we know, you know, hey, you got a busy session tomorrow, and we thank you for breaking down what you got out of ZAMZOO University. And for the listening audience out there, especially some of the people up in Jersey and New York and Philadelphia, California, Ohio, and other places who, you know, were very thankful that I told them I was going to be broadcasting, information from the convention. From those that are at the convention, I know they truly appreciate your time, effort, energy, and your sacrifice to provide them with the information. And, you know, we just pray for them, and that next year that they're able to be there in person to receive the information for themselves. So you can close us out with some closing comments. And,
okay.
Thank you for sharing the classes that you took today.
I am excited. Like I said, I'm a little bit tired, but the main thing to the listening audience, I don't know if you're somebody out there that's been plugging away at something for the last 10 years or if you're somebody who just started something a month ago. But I can tell you this, is that there are books out there. Please read them. Please get into yourself. You may have to separate yourself from other people just to get into yourself. And then come back out and make sure that you spend, I'm not saying drop your friends or your relatives, but just start thinking about, okay, I need to go to this meeting so that I can be around people who are on the track for doing something great, for being able to seek the prosperity that is out there. That is if that is your goal. If you need to have extra money to make changes in your community, you're going to have to look at your subconscious and your conscious thinking, and you're going to have to make some changes. And know that these businesses that are out here, these network marketing businesses, they are real. People are making money in them. And that's the main thing for you to know. You don't know me, but if you read enough and you get around enough, you're going to realize that outside of your job, there's a whole nother way that people are actually earning income. And outside of being an entertainer, I will say this to you. If you know for a fact, and we all know that entertainers make unbelievable money, and we know that sports people make unbelievable money, then you need to know that there are people out here in network marketing who are making the same type of money, if not doubling and tripling that. These things exist, and you have to almost walk through a matrix of information and walk into another world if you want to attain what you need to attain to change your world and to change the world for your children and your grandchildren. So take that walk of faith, step into the unknown, and force yourself to make a change within yourself, to do the research, and with that research, I really mean research about yourself and research about positive thinking. And begin to look at, you know what, if I look at life differently, I can make those changes that I need to make. But I've got to be willing to step out in faith and take the necessary action and be coachable in whatever industry you're in. Be coachable and be a pleasant person. And with that, I just want to bless you and give you my prayers and see you at the top in whatever you're doing.
All right. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. You've been listening to a pre-recorded interview back from the first ZAMZOO convention that was held in St. Louis, in which Mama Jahi, my wife, was able to break down to you information that she attended at the ZAMZOO University. And as you know, she so eloquently said as she was wrapping up, is, hey, you got to do that soul-searching piece of yourself to look at how you can move forward and apply yourself in this industry, because there's tremendous amount of money that's being made in this industry. And, you know, as much as you can fantasize or play fantasy football on the internet, or fantasy basketball, or fantasy baseball, you know, that just pays you nothing, just lets you have some fantasy and put together a team. You can put together a real live team here in network marketing and make the kind of money that those athletes make. And, you know, hey, so I hope you got a lot out of this rebroadcast, and I hope you got a lot out of her message again about ZAMZOO University. I want to shift gears here a little bit as we wrap up this rebroadcast. And as I started off earlier, you know, the company's doing a nationwide tour right now. and hitting plenty of cities. And I'll make sure all of those cities are posted on the homepage here of Home Based Business 101, because you need to get out and hear the founders and hear them speak and hear their message. You know, we broke the code. What I mean again by breaking the code, I did a show on breaking the code, but let me try to wrap it up in a nutshell, and I want to bring up a special message from a pastor's call with Coach Lloyd Tomer was on. But we broke the code. What I mean by breaking the code is this, people. What those of us that came in this business paid $500 for and $49.95 a month, we're giving away for free. You heard right. Coach said, hey, there's people out here hurting economically. So he said, let's not sell the ZAMZU site anymore. Let's give it to people for free and let them earn 30% of the vendor commission. And as they use their site that we give them, that we don't sell them, that we give them. You know, I gave away some today. We give away some every day. Because I'm what's called a broker. I'll explain that as I do my total wrap up. But that's important. But I'm searching for words here. It's important. Everything that we do is important. But the main focus is right now. You can't purchase a website from us. You can only receive it from someone that's a broker, and we give them away. So that's the way I want to word that. And when we give them away, it's like the day I gave a lady a site, she immediately went on and she booked a rental car. And she also got something coming up for a birthday, and she went on and she booked a hotel room. Now, in the past, when I used to try to get people to do that, I had to try to get them to go to my site. Well, she did this on her own site because she said, yeah, and I'm going to get paid to do this? I said, yes, ma'am. And I didn't pay. I don't have to pay nothing for the site. I said, when you signed up, did they ask you for anything for the site? She said, no. And I'm going to get 30% of the vendor commission. I said, yeah, make sure we understand clearly. Not 30% of the total amount, but 30% of the vendor commission. She said, I like this. She said, so when I go to Walmart and I go to all of these other stores on here and I shop, I'm going to get. Yes, ma'am, you're going to get 30% of the vendor commission, whatever that vendor commission is. I like this. He said, well, and my friends, if they go to my site and use it, I said, yeah. I said, but better yet, if you want. I said, then it's totally optional. It's up to you. Is you can give them a site just like we gave you a site today. Or I can give them a site. Only thing, if I give them the site, I get 100% match on whatever they get. But if you give them a site and become a broker, you get 100% match. She says, this is getting better and better. She said, but let me first understand. I want to make sure I got this clear. As I use my site, y'all going to pay. You didn't charge me nothing for this. I said, no, ma'am. I can't sell it to you because they're not for sale. And she says, and as I use my site, you're telling me I'm going to get 30% of whatever the vendor commission is every time I use it. I said, yes, ma'am. And if somebody else books off my site, I'm going to get 30% of the vendor commission. I said, yes, ma'am. And if I become a broker and I give this site away, then I'm going to get whatever the people get. I said, yes, ma'am. If they make $10, you get $10. You give away 100 sites and average out $10 a person, and you make $1,000. She said, I like this. She said, wow. And I came in here, and I ain't had to spend no money to get this. I said, no, your site is free for life. See, now, people, I want you to understand something. She got a gift today that she immediately used. Two, also, she understood it's free for life for those that get it now while it's time sensitive. It ain't going to be free for life forever, but it's free for life for right now. I'm going to bring up a special short message by Coach Lloyd Tomer from off a pastor's call we had the other day, and let him share a message with you also. And then I'm going to do my wrap-up for this rebroadcast, and just thanking everybody that's been tuning in.
I'm just so thrilled to see this happening all across the country. And I got congratulations to a couple of new directors, I guess, that have just been promoted. They're being promoted, James Sebast, that I can, nearly one a day. And, when you get that director's promotion, also comes a $10,000 bonus check. But I am so thrilled. I've heard so many talking about a live calling, and I heard them talking about, prophecies, and I don't very often, bring this up, but it's so important to me that at 16 years old, when my mother said to my two sisters, you're going to go to college and be teachers, and they went, and one was 12, one was 16, 17, and they both went and taught for 40 years, said to my brother, you're going to stay here on the farm. He's still there on the farm. And then she said to me the day before she died, she said, Lloyd, you God has something special for you that's going to make this whole country a better place. Go and find it. And James, I believe that that was a lot of years ago, about 60 years ago. And I finally, our convention this year, when we were able to announce something we've been selling for $500 and $50 a month for people to have that internet booking system that would let them earn money by their friends and family going on and booking travel on the internet, for us to take and change our model and give it away. And when I first announced that I'd like to do that, about everybody at the home office passed out, because, how do you give something away that you have tens of billions of dollars in developing? And, the answer came that if you read there's teachings of a pretty good teacher that said that if you go out into the highways and byways and you get the lame and the ones that are hurt, the ones that are beat up, the ones that are losing their house, the ones that are struggling just to make it, the ones that are trying to just simply hang on to the car for one more month, and give them something that hundreds of thousands of people have paid $500 down and $50 a month for, and you give it to them, and they can go out and earn that extra few $100 a month that could change their life. And I really see, the last day I have an accounting of, we gave out over 920. We're going to be giving out tens of thousands. This is brand new. It's just starting. And so they can bless their church. They can bless their members of the church, the ministries all around the country. And not only that, the people who the church gives it to is going to have, be able to get cash back, earn 30% of whatever we're paid. That isn't 30% of the number. It's 30% of whatever we get to them. And then the person who did that, whether it's the church or the pastor or who it may be, is going to earn the same thing. So, James, I believe that we're on the fulfillment of my mother's prophecy on my life. We are going to make this country a better place. We're going to see, we're seeing tens of thousands now. That's going to be hundreds of thousands. We're going to be blessing millions and millions of people. And I thank you, Jane, for giving me a few moments with these wonderful pastors and leaders that you have on the call today.
Okay, that's a special message you heard from Coach J. Lloyd Tomer, who was on the pastor's call the other day. And just again, just reaffirming, what we're saying. We're giving away a special blessing to people, and all we can say is, thank God, hallelujah, take advantage of it, and cash your checks all the way to the bank. Well, people, that concludes this rebroadcast segment of ZAMZOO University with a special message from Coach J. Lloyd Tomer. Make sure you tune in tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, to the Gospel of Working from Home here on Home Based Business 101. We have a special broadcast we're doing tomorrow. I call you. You were born to do this. And when we talk about that, it's that you're born to find that dream inside of you. And yes, we shared with you the ZAMZOO opportunity, and we feel it's a great opportunity. We feel it's also the number one opportunity. But I also have to say this. When we share and we talk tomorrow, we're going to be talking about opportunity, period, and that you have to find what opportunity is right for you. Yes, we hope that, you know, that you see our opportunity and get involved in our opportunity. But tomorrow, I'm not going to be talking about our opportunity. I'm going to be talking about life, and I'm going to talk about goals, how to reach them. I'm going to talk about how to face the giants that are in your life, how to deal with negative opposition that comes your way through family and friends, how to stay on course, how to accomplish your goals. See, because, you know, God made all of us special. I want you to listen to this as I close out tonight on this rebroadcast. There will never be another you. When God made you special. You need to find. I don't know what it is that God intends for you to do. Lord, I wish I could just read people and say, you know, well, God intended you to do this. God intended you to do that. I don't know. That's the soul searching you have to do. Going inside of yourself and seeking and finding. Lord, what is it that you want me to do? What is it that you intend for me to do? See, I'm constantly working on that, and I believe I found what it is that God wants me to do, and I'm moving on it, and I'm dealing with it. I can't tell you what it is that God wants you to do. Only you and God know that. But tomorrow we're going to talk about some principles that can help you get through some barriers, that can help you better find a way to focus on that and obtain that. Hey, again, you've been listening to Home-Based Business 101, and I want to thank again, as I wrap up tonight, the 19,978 people that have listened to this show. And who knows, by tomorrow morning when I come on, we might have been cracked that other 22 and hit that 20,000 mark barrier. But I know if we don't, between tonight and tomorrow morning, I know it definitely will be hit by the time we finish tomorrow's show. So you know what time it is. For those that listen to this show, you know how I close out each show. It's my time, it's your time, it's our time. Make it your time, make it my time. You know, there should be a feeling inside of you, calling out to you, that you can reach your destiny. Because that's what God has in store for you. So till the next time, this is Baba Jahi, and I want to thank you for listening to this special rebroadcast of ZAMZOO University with a special message from Coach Lloyd Tomer. And I'm going to go to our theme song. God bless you. Thank you for your time.